Radio.
Hello.
Hey everybody, this is John, and welcome once again to another Knuckle Dragon edition of the Bang Radio Hour Retro Minicast. That's right, it is summer, and if you don't believe me, go outside and check for the three signs of summer. Number one, it's hot. Number two, it's sticky. And number three, there is no football. And because there is no football in summer, Tom and I, we only do one episode per month or so in the off-season. In the interim, I give you these little 20-minute minicasts of some of the more hilarious bits that we've had from the last 14 years of the Bang Radio Hour podcast. There's a lot of new listeners out there. I see y'all. I see you. Welcome to the show. There's a big Facebook group out there called NFL Addiction that has been sending new listeners over to us, and I really want to thank all of you for giving us a shot, and I hope you like it. NFL Addiction is a huge group. Good grief, 10,000 people. Huge. More than that now, I think. I mean, God, it grows every day. It's a fun group. There's a lot of good discussion over there with a minimal of trash-talking morons. I'm not kidding. There's very few of them over there. People are actually pretty knowledgeable, and they want to talk about football. However, a warning. They do allow Giants fans in, so if you're going to talk with them, be ready to explain your posts. If you use words more than, I don't know, 10 letters or so, two syllables, keep it easy. Keep it easy. All right, anyway, we sincerely hope you like the show. But first, a warning for all you new people. Number one, we do not watch our fucking language. So if you are one of these folks who gets offended by the fuck word, well, do us a favor and write us an email about it, because we'd absolutely love to hear from you. Honestly, we will set aside a whole segment just to hear from you. Number two, this show is not politically correct, and I hate that term because we don't have fuck politics. Look, there's ways that people talk, and we are not afraid of that. So occasionally you're going to hear words on this show or themes on this show that have been conditioned among the general public to send up red flags of rage and offense. So if you are one of the perpetually offended and can't wait for the next chance to get your panties all in a bunch, do us a favor and drive yourself off a fucking cliff. Just do it. This is a fan show. Fans are regular people, and regular people talk like regular people talk. Like this woman, who's celebrating in the parking lot after the 49ers won the NFC Championship in January of 2013.
Speaking of crowing, Deshaun Goldson of the...
safety or defensive back?
From the 49ers.
Right.
He was, or his aunt, rather... was
allegedly his aunt.
Well, yeah, allegedly.
He hasn't claimed her yet.
I mean, I gotta believe it is, right? I mean,
I don't know.
Well, he may not claim her, but I got, you know, anyway, she's talking. She's on Fox with Rick Lozano. She's talking to Rick Lozano from Fox after the game, and here's how that went.
You've won five Super Bowls.
That's
can you make
right.
it
number
six?
Number 38, my nephew, I love you.
Yeah. Okay, so there she says, number 38, which is Deshaun, my nephew, I love you. If it wasn't his aunt, you know, he may not come out and say, yeah, that was my aunt, but I think he would have said, hell no, that wasn't my aunt, if it wasn't.
Well, you know, at the same time, she might have, I don't know, known his name.
You've won five Super Bowls. Can you make
right,
it
number
six?
Number 38, my nephew, I love you. Yeah. Win that shit. I want to see you with a motherfucking ring, nigga. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Win that shit. We're going to see you with a motherfucking ring, nigga, she said. Oh, my God.
That's right, my nephew, number 38. Because he was like my second cousin's brother's sister from number 45. And then there was, he's going to go win that bitch, motherfucker.
All the white people have turned off the second segment of the show, Tom. They're all like, I don't understand what's going on this radio station anymore.
Are y'all crazy? Isn't it please?
Crazy. You've won five Super Bowls.
That's
can you make
right.
it
number
six?
Number 38, my nephew, I love you. Yeah. Win that shit. I want to see you with a motherfucking ring, nigga. Yeah.
All right, let me quiet down. Who wants a Harbaugh versus Harbaugh Super Bowl? All right, you know, that could well be, as Jim Harbaugh has already held up his end, now it's time for John Harbaugh for the Baltimore Ravens. If he can get that win, it'll be a brother versus brother Super Bowl. And these folks don't care who be there. They just know that they're going to be there. And they're going to be there in style. I think I better throw it back to you before I die in here.
Boy, they didn't let her say another word, man. They got her away.
They hustled her right off of there.
Get your hands off of me. Number 38, come and save me!
Yeah, my name is Rod Puller. Go Niners! Woo! Woo, go Niners!
My nephew, number 38, is going to go down and he's going to get New Orleans where he's going to see my cousin and his sister, number 15.
Well, after the Super Bowl, we'll have to try and get in touch with her. We'll have to see if...
I would love to. Yeah. If anybody knows her, God, we're
gonna,
I'd love to talk to her.
We're going
to
have to try and get in touch with her.
So I'll tell you what, Tom. I'd said earlier that all the white people had turned off the second segment, but we have something here that's been donated to us by the Columbus Board of Science that we're going to be able to plug in and try for the first time. It's going to be able to try to make heads or tails of what some of these people say. It's going to translate what this woman says so that you can understand.
All right, let's put the audio through the this gadget here. All right, this is what it came up with.
It's gonna be the last goddamn year we ever watch the Super Bowl that ain't gonna have the Dallas Cowboys in it.
Goddamn right, boy!
All right, so that's the equivalent. That's the white equivalent of what the woman said. This is our new toy. We've just gotten this installed in the studio. We've got a translator now that's going to be able to take just about any phrase and translate it to any language that we
want.
That's
fantastic. Bang, bang. Speaking of the Giants, they got a cornerback there, Prince.
Yeah.
A Muckamara.
Prince Softy.
No, but he plays soft. He plays like a little girl.
Yeah, well, and maybe that's why he had to change his pregame ritual.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, well, here's a reporter asking him about his pregame ritual.
I went to Twitter and I asked fans, I asked you to ask him questions, so here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, toughest receiver to defend in the league?
It would have to be DeSean Jackson.
Pregame ritual. Oh. Now, I've heard that this is an interesting one.
Well, I used to have a ritual where I would go number two before every game, but that stopped working for me, so I discontinued that.
Oh, my God. That's his pregame ritual? Really?
I would go number two before every game.
Yeah, that's really appropriate to talk about in the locker room. The interview there for all the kiddies watching MSG.
Oh, my God.
He's got himself a new name from what I understand. Well, see, what they didn't have, because that's a cut-up version, but in the article it also said that his girlfriends had started calling him Princey Poo, which made him stop. Princey Poo. I got news for you, dude. They don't know that you take a crap for the game. They're calling you that because of the way you play football. I'm going to start an international incident, Tom. Where is he the chief of? What, isn't he some kind of chief in waiting or whatever? Whatever. Some small little country over there. We're starting some shit with you. I don't like your prince. Prince Puffball. Prince can't cover Pierre Garçon. Oh, now you see why he was off sides, right?
Yeah, Prince of Dookie Poo Poo. That guy.
Prince of Dookamora.
Prince Dropalota.
Oh, no. Oh, Prince Pinchaloaf. Pinchaloaf tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Prince take a shitta with his pregame ritual there.
Yeah, Prince would take a dump. Oh, and could you imagine if next year they trade for Peanut Tillman and they're both in the same backfield? That would just be disgusting. Wait, I got one more. I got one more to call him that I really like, and I think this one fits the most. Piece of shit Giants.
It's John from 7 Dust, and you're listening to John and Tom on Bang Radio Hour.
Josh McCown, down on the pornography here.
He is.
And he makes a really weird analogy with all of this, but he's going to tell you should not be watching porn.
To actually meet up with Craig to do a porn and pancakes there and to share my story. And we landed, and when
share
we landed, you know, the boom comes on and the lady comes on and she says, "Welcome to Detroit." And everybody, you know, immediately their heads pop up and everybody's going, "What?" You know, and you know, everybody kind of laughs. She says, "Excuse me, St. Louis," you know, and so we all kind of had a laugh. But what it revealed to me was that that's what porn is a lot like. You go somewhere that you weren't expected to go. And you end up with that feeling of what? Where am I? You know, and I can tell you countless times that I've sat at my computer looking at something, going through websites before, and sitting there going, wait, where am I? Who is this guy?
And who is this guy?
And if you're not careful, you'll end up being somewhere where you don't want to be.
Oh my God.
Who is this guy? And why does he have tits? I don't understand. How did I get here? He's got to go someplace to share this story. What's he talking about? I was a chronic masturbator. I was on the internet, and before I knew it, I was looking at chicks with dicks. I was on the airplane, and the bean came on, and I was all, oh, no, I'm in Detroit. What? I have a problem.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. I swear to God. You know what? That was true in, like, 1997.
Right.
When you were looking at porn on the internet. 1997 on, like, a 288 dial-up. And you're waiting 5 minutes for a picture to download. And this girl looks great. She's got some really nice tits. And it keeps going and keeps going. And, oh, there's some balls. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. And it took 5 minutes to get there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
How did I get here? Anyway, the Buccaneers did let us down.
Yeah, but the big thing at the end of this game, of course, was you know, the Giants going to victory formation to run the clock out, and right. Tampa isn't done playing yet. You know,
they shouldn't be done playing.
Well, they're not going to get the ball.
Well, you never know.
Oh, come on. When have you ever
never know.
When have you ever seen a team get the ball when they kneel down?
Kneel down? Well, I'll tell you what. Since they started to do the kneel down, I've never seen it happen. But that doesn't mean it can't.
There's no way.
There's no, you know, maybe.
I guess they could fumble the snap.
Anything's possible, I suppose. But at the same time, you know what? If I'm the owner of whoever, you're earning your money. You get out there, you play to the end of the game. Get out there and play. I don't care who it is. And let's remember this. They were going after Eli Manning. So all's good as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, and that's what Greg Schiano from Tampa said, basically. You know, we play till the whistle.
I don't know if that's not something that's done in the National Football League, but we fight until they tell us game over. And there's nothing dirty about it. There's nothing illegal about it. We crowd the ball. It's like a sneak defense, and we try to knock it loose, right? There's nothing, you know, when people watch Rutgers, they would know. If they watched us, that's what we did at the end of the game. We're not going to quit. That's just the way I coach and teach our players. Some people were upset about it. Well, I guess that's the way it goes.
If they watch Rutgers.
Does he coach his wide receivers to only put one foot in bounds when they make a catch? Because that's all he had to do up at Rutgers.
If you watch Rutgers. What?
If you watch Rutgers, you'll know what we were doing up there. Sorry, pal, but down here, Rutgers is rarely on television. Rutgers is like public television up there in New Jersey. Coming up next on MPT, Rutgers football. Right after Antiques Roadshow. I don't even know what their mascot is. What is that? What are they?
I have no idea. The Howards?
The Rutgers Howards. They're like Mo and Curly's lost other brother.
The Rutger Howards. You
know? The Rutger Howards. Oh, God. And starring in yet another bad Cinemax movie, the Rutgers football team.
Anyway, Tom Coughlin says, you don't do that.
I don't think you do that at this level. You don't do that in this league. You don't jeopardize not only that. I mean, you jeopardize the offensive line. You jeopardize the quarterback. Thank goodness we didn't get anybody hurt. That's all.
Yeah.
Jeopardize? It's a football game. How are you going to you go out there for 60 minutes and smash the living crap? It's like a demolition derby of human bodies.
I know.
And you don't want to jeopardize somebody in the last 10 seconds?
Well, then they asked Schiano about Coughlin's comment.
That's between Coach and I. Yeah.
It appeared like you had a bit of a disagreement.
We just had some stuff we had to hash out, I guess.
We just had some stuff we had to hash out.
Yeah. I told him to go home and watch some Rutgers. He'll know what I'm talking about.
Right. Coach, just go look at Rutgers. You'll get it. Then
you'll understand.
Everything right. In the universe will make sense then, Coach. Just watch Rutgers.
Coming up next on PBS, Rutgers explains the cosmos.
narrated by Rutger Hauer.
Right, right. Badly narrated by Rutger Hauer.
Up in the skies are billions and billions of stars.
Oh, I just hope everybody listening knows who Rutger Hauer is. It'll make the joke so much better.
I think everybody knows who Rutger. Everybody with cable television knows who Rutger Hauer is. There's always been that night that you've just had one too many beer that you don't even feel like getting up to go to bed. You're just going to crash there on the couch, and you don't even feel like reaching over, grabbing the remote, and turning it over. And there comes Lady Hawk. And you look at Lady Hawk, and there he is. Oh, it's such a sad story. He's the wolf, and she's the bird, or whatever it is. And they can never meet because of the witch's curse. And you always remember that stupid freaking girlfriend you had that thought this was one of the most romantic movies ever. You stupid cow, shut up.
Oh, my God.
You know who Rutger Hauer is. He was in Blade Runner, though. That's a great movie.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, he's in Blade Runner. He's a good. He's good in Blade Runner.
Anyway,
Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, let's see. I got one more clip from this. Yeah, Sean Locklear from John. He thought it was dirty.
It looked like they might have been coming, but you never know. And they just all dived down. I mean, it's nothing I've ever seen. You know what I mean? I think it's a dirty play. You know, when we're all telling them we're going down. You know, they're not going to get the ball. You know, they're not going to get the snap. We're not going to fumble the ball. But you know, it's a play that they did. So.
Well, I guess they're not going to fumble the ball. You can just ask Sean Locklear. He'll tell you. We're not going to fumble the ball.
Why is it that if Dan Marino pretends to spike the ball and throws a touchdown pass that beats the Jets, everybody thinks that that's a great play? But if the defense fools them and keeps playing when they think everybody's not going to play,
yeah, I know,
that's
right?
A dirty play.
Right.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
They've just forgotten, John. Now, on Friday, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks, right. and this Niger Morgan is a Brewers outfielder. He had the game-winning hit in the bottom of the 10th inning to beat the Diamondbacks. This is the National
Amazing.
League Division Series. And immediately after the game, this reporter, sideline reporter, right. Your favorite thing in the
right. world. Right, the worthless
Sam Ryan,
Bimbos.
TBS sideline reporter Sam Ryan. I guess it's short for Samantha, maybe. But she's trying to interview the players, and Niger Morgan is right there, and she's trying to get over to him, right, to get a comment from him, and this is what she gets.
You did it, Niger. T-Clutch, they're calling you.
I'm out. I gotta go.
He's out, guys.
There you go. And that's how worthless the sideline reporter is. He's like, he's got nothing for you. I gotta go. And the biggest contribution he made.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
There you go, TBS. There's your post-game interview.
He should have looked at it and said, hey, bitch, I just won the game. What are you doing later?
Woo-hoo! Fuck yeah!
We got Joe Buck up in the booth. Now, I wasn't quite aware of what he said there, Pam. Could you please come back and give us a present? And you've got that other foul fart Tim McCarver up there making sure you bore the crap out.
I do believe what he said there, Joe, was fuck yeah, which when back in my day meant hell yes or heck yeah. But nowadays, the kids, they use the vernacular. Made popular in the 60s by the hippies and the yippies, and they say, fuck yeah. We're lucky he didn't say, fucking A right, or son of a bitch, or something like that.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
There you go. There you go.
It's so immature.
I bet he, down to you, Sam. Do you think he wanted to fuck you?
She's like, well, he's enjoying the moment, guys.
All right, so there you go. People ask us if we ever talk about anything but football, and occasionally we do, like we did right there in 2011 with a Milwaukee Brewers update. That goes out to our good friend
Chuck Kreckel, who's the biggest Milwaukee Brewers fan I've ever seen in my life. And good on him for that. We had a bunch of stuff up in there concerning the New York stinking Giants, and Prince Amukamara sure helped to live up to that hype, didn't he? Now y'all see what I mean about these Giants, right? Anyway, we also had that wonderful incident a few years ago when Greg Schiano's Buccaneers jumped the kneel down and tried to take the ball and Eli Manning with it, yeah. Now that turned into a nice discussion of fabulous movie star Rutger Hauer. So a little bit of everything here on the Bang Radio Hour. You can follow us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour. Find us on Facebook on the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page and on the NFL Addiction group. Find it, NFL Addiction, which I recommend everybody go and join. It's a big group of a lot of fans of every single team that's out there. It's good football talk. I do a Q&A session all day on Fridays, so listeners, come on over and have some fun. You know how it works. And of course, you go to bangradiohour.com and drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so until next week, later.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Belgo and Pizza Hut.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare the Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Belgo and Pizza Hut.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare the Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.